se hizo bien en el negocio y tiene dinero para pagar. Es lo que los empresarios pagan. En la mayoría, en hacerle préstamo. Porque si está haciendo mucho dinero en el negocio, no, chanta es que así nos va a pagar para atrás. Por eso los enfocamos más en el negocio. Ajá.
Concrete Advantage.
Yes, Joe.
This is Joe.
Hey, Joe. It's Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Fine. With who? Bank of?
Bank of Cardiff.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you remember. We spoke earlier in the summer about some equipment and capital we had you guys pre-approved for, and you told me to check back around September so you guys are doing
that. We're not purchasing anything. The only thing we're looking at is maybe an excavator and Cat. Caterpillar has 2.9 or either 1.9 financing if we do that on their used equipment.
Right, you're gonna go with Cat on that?
Yeah, if we do anything, if we purchase another, we won't know whether we're gonna do that. So we're already pre-approved through Cat. It's used equipment plus they extend the warranty and everything when you buy it from them that way.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah, we actually had a pre-approval over here for you too, which was why I initially ended up calling you early in the summer. But, what's kind of the situation? You said you guys might not end up bringing that on?
I don't know if we will or not. I mean, as far as cash flow, I'm more concerned about paying stuff off. Is that a 2.9% or 1.9, whatever they're offering?
Yeah, that's a great deal. I mean,
I just sit on the money. You know?
Yeah, and it's from the manufacturer, so it's a pretty good rate right there too.
Oh yeah. So and we're kind of messing around with a.
Yeah, I understand. I understand for sure.
Machine.
Yeah.
So,
all right. Also,
other than that, we're not really going to buy anything. I mean, we're sitting pretty good as far as capital and equipment.
Okay, sounds good too. Did you just mention that you guys were looking to kind of pay off some other stuff before you looked into doing something like that? Did you just say something like that earlier?
Oh, we might. The only thing we got to pay off is we got an excavator and one truck payment, two truck payments, but one of them we might pay off. I'm actually trying to figure out how to not pay taxes, heavy taxes this year. So.
Well, yeah, sounds like I made the right call today then. Were you guys looking to take advantage of that write-off towards the end of the year coming up?
Well, we are, but I'm actually doing some investments that I can defer capital. I can defer money into these investments. Basically, universal life policies, they'll save me $13,000 in taxes, and I don't have to take it out for 12 years, so... Until I retire and I get to just to keep deferring it, so that's kind of working good for me on that.
Yeah. Oh, I see for sure. How much longer did you guys have on those trucks and everything else you were still trying to pay off right now?
Well, we've only got one dump truck at 30. We owe about $32,000 or something on it, and I could pay it off today, but I don't want to pay it off. Well, I got to do something with the cash. I just don't want to
use yours.
I would rather put it... It's time to pull money out of the business, not put money into the business.
No, yeah, so, for sure, and I mean...
So we're not... that capital dollars, I mean, those are all at... the one truck is financed close to 4% with my credit union, and
mm-hmm.
The other one's about 5.9, which is... That'll be the first one I would pay off, I think, at about $32,000 or something. So it's not a whole lot of money.
I gotcha. Did you guys end up doing that one with GE?
We did. That's the one we're going to pay off.
Right, yeah. We had a filing history that you guys had from them from a few years ago, so must have been that truck, huh?
We've done a couple things with them. We're not going to do anything else with them.
Satisfied with the...
They got shitty service. They we have to send a check-in. We got to send a check-in every month. They won't do auto drafts.
Why is that?
I don't know. Somebody bought them. Somebody bought GE Capital, I think.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a pretty shitty ordeal all the way around. I mean, not happy with them at all.
Yeah, no, we actually hear that a bit. They're, one of our competitors in our industry, so, I definitely can help you guys out with something on those lines, too. With ours too, we end up taking it directly out of your account too, so you guys wouldn't have to worry about, you know, those writing the checks, getting that taken care of with GE and whatnot.
Yeah, well, like I said, right now we're kind of sitting really good. I mean, we just don't feel like we're going to buy anything else this year. If we do, we'll probably just buy that Caterpillar, that'll be it. And that's only $44,000, and they'll finance it, like I said, with nothing down, and, you know, we can, that'll give us any, if we do want to accelerate because it's a used piece of equipment, we can just pay it off.
Uh-huh.
We want to accelerate something like that, but right now we're taking steps right now to put money in the trust and stuff like that. Not really. I can operate off the equipment I've got for the next 4 or 5 years without really buying anything else and make good money, and that's what we're looking at doing.
Right.
I put money into it long enough.
Nah, I got you. It sounds like you've been in the business for quite a while then.
Yep. We've been messing around for 15 years, and we went through the downturn and put everything we had to keep from going bankrupt and everything else to keep our finances in order, and now it's time to, like I told my partner, it's time to get paid.
Yep, survive that, and time to, get the money for it, huh?
There's not a lot of companies out there. It's a good opportunity to stick a lot of money back in the next 4 or 5 years before other companies come online and gets more competitive.
Yeah, for sure.
Right,
I was just in that.
Yeah, we're sitting in a good position because the competition has good companies have faded away, quit, hung up, and we're getting a lot of work handed to us, and we're just trying to keep up with everything we're doing.
Yeah, that's good to kind of manage that workload you guys got. Is that kind of like just the industry, or I mean, more regional problems, or I mean, what happened to all the competitors?
Yeah, I'm not sure. A lot of, I mean, we used to get all through 2009, 10, 11, we used to get people who would call us, and they'd say, we'd answer the phone, they'd say, wow, you answered the phone. I'm like, well, yeah, we answered the phone. and they would say, most people, the phones just stay out of order, or they're no longer in service. And so we, like I said, we made it through the lean times, and now we're just looking to, we've got a lot of
business coming
time,
up.
During that time, we didn't get a lot of work from one individual company. We got a lot of work from a lot of companies that were looking for concrete people, and now since they're cranking up, they're calling us.
Yeah, exactly. That's initially why we reached out to you guys, to help you guys grow and take that next step, because we did have a lot of success in concrete industry and in your region as well. So it's
to
hear that things are turning out on that end as well.
Well, like I said, you can call us toward the end of the year, but right now I think we're really in a position. We're going to be, I think, pretty much all cash here within the next 12 months.
Sounds like things are going pretty well for you guys.
Well, last time.
Yeah, for sure. How about this, though? How about I just shoot you over an email that way you have my info on file. If anything does come up, you can get a hold of me.
Okay.
What's a good email for you, Joe?
Concrete2004@comcast.net.
2004@comcast, you said?
Yep, .net.
Perfect. And you guys are out there in Jacksonville, right?
Yep.
Going to any Jags games this year?
I'm fishing to go see the Packers and the Jags Sunday. But anyway, I got to go. I got to make a phone call before 5 o'clock.
Sounds good. It was nice catching up with you, Joe. I'll let you get back to work.
Not a problem. Thank you, man.
Have a good weekend.
Thanks. Bye. Yeah, bye-bye.